Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US markets ended a strong week on a positive footing, buoyed by comments from Chinese Premier Li Keqiang, indicating that the Chinese government was committed to taking additional stimulus measures, if needed, to prop up the world's second largest economy. The Dow was up 139 points, or 0.5%, with Boeing Co. rebounding 1.5%, following reports that the company planned to roll out a software upgrade for its 737 MAX aircraft. Broader S&P 500 advanced 0.5%, with information technology and consumer discretionary at the forefront of the sector gains. The Nasdaq rose 0.8%. Investor sentiment was also lifted by reports from Chinese news agency Xinhua that representatives from Beijing and Washington had made substantive progress on trade over a call. When asked last Thursday whether the US and China can strike a deal, President Trump said, "Probably one way or the other, we're going to know over the next 3 to 4 weeks." Separately, Chinese lawmakers last Friday approved a new law against the forced transfer of technology by foreign companies, a big complaint by the US and other countries. For the week, the Dow rose 1.6%, S&P 500 gained 2.9%, led by information technology up 4.9% for the week. The Nasdaq rallied 3.8%. In US corporate earnings, Broadcom rallied 8.2% following better than expected results released late last Thursday that calmed some fears about the semiconductor sector. And the company's chief executive officer said that he expected the company's semiconductor business to bottom in the second fiscal quarter and was confident the semiconductor business will resume very meaningful growth in the second half. Economic bellwether FedEx reports their result on Tuesday night Australian time. Other companies slated to release results in the US this week include Nike and Porsche. In US economic data, industrial production rose 0.1% in February, falling short of economists' forecast for a 0.3% expansion. However, January's figure was upwardly revised to record a 0.4% drop versus a previous print of a 0.6% fall. European equity markets climbed to a 5-month high, with chip-making stocks lifted by a solid result from US peer Broadcom Inc. Germany's DAX gained 0.9%, BMW rising 0.4% after posting a net profit of almost 17% in 2018, albeit the German car manufacturer warned of a difficult 2019 and said it would step up cost-cutting measures in anticipation of continued headwinds. France's CAC rose just over 1%. In economic data, Eurozone inflation rose 1.5% year-on-year in February. Elsewhere, the Financial Times reported that President Trump threatened the European Union with pretty severe economic pain if Brussels does not engage in trade talks with Washington. London's FTSE was up 0.6%, settling with a 1.7% weekly gain after a turbulent 5-day period for the UK Parliament that saw a number of major Brexit-related votes. The focus will be on a third and final vote on Prime Minister Theresa May's withdrawal bill, which is expected Tuesday night. Media reports over the weekend suggested a group of 40 backbenchers will support the PM's deal if she makes a commitment to resign by April. Base metals complex mixed, copper rising 0.7%, nickel adding 0.2%, while aluminium fell 0.4% and zinc down 1.3%. Falls for mid to higher grade spot iron ore last Friday, however, lower grade rallied back to a multi-year high. The benchmark contract fell 74 cents to 86.52 a metric tonne. However, lower grade 58% fines jumped 1.5% to $70.38 a metric tonne to equal the multi-year high struck in early February. Gold futures climbed back above US $1,300 an ounce, settling $7.80 higher at $1,302.90 an ounce, 0.3% higher for the week. Palladium also traded to a fresh record high. Oil prices were lower, WTI down 9 cents at $58.52 a barrel, Brent slipping 7 cents to $67.16 a barrel. US 10-year Treasury yields fell 3.4 basis points to 2.59%, touching their lowest level since the 3rd of January. The Federal Reserve convenes for their latest 2-day monetary policy meeting on Tuesday and Wednesday night Australian time later this week. And the Australian dollar is modestly higher, buying approximately 70.86 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.